see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour, your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This magnificent Monday, May the 11th, 2026 edition. Joining us on the line right now, author of the book Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success, Likely to Succeed A through Z, Rick Randall, the man is here. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Randy. Good to hear your voice, as always. Yes. How are you?
Good, buddy. How was your Mother's Day weekend?
You know, it was a great weekend. We didn't get to go down to downstate and see Otter's mom, but I got to talk to her for a while, and she's just such a cool lady. I'm one of the luckiest guys in the world because I've got a couple buddies, and maybe their mother-in-laws aren't so great, you know. And I'm like, hey, you're like, hey, I won. So
yeah.
How about yourself? How'd it go? Because you got a mom that's still cooking, baby.
Yeah, 90-year-old mother. We took her out to dinner Friday night, because we had a seventh great grandbaby to go see on Saturday.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So we met up with our daughters, granddaughters, the new baby. Vicky was all beaming with pride. We got there. It was kind of interesting. It was time for the mom to lay down and take a nap. She had just breastfed the baby, had her new diaper on her, and she's like, okay, she's going to be out for a couple hours. I'm going to go get a nap. That's what a smart mother does. And Vicky's like, okay, here's my arms. Put that baby right here. You go take your nap. I'll take care of her. So we got to hold little Miss Eleanor as she's rested, and beautiful weather, great travel coming back Saturday night. So yeah, great weekend. Looking forward. One thing that I'm very excited about in talking with you today is the words for this week. Because one of the things that I think we need to do, Rick, is we need to get people out of the gutter. This stinking thinking about gas prices and all this other stuff. We need some good news. So what do you got for us today?
Okay, well, I'm going to start with this then. Backing up to Mother's Day, 11:09, I'm looking at my clock. So here's the poem I wrote yesterday. It is Super Sunday and Happy Mother's Day. God bless mothers, the reason that any of us are here. Encourage me through the daytime, hold me at night when I might fear. Thank you, Mom, for what you did for me to help me grow into me, the sacrifices that you made for me so I would live more successfully. Mothers are the team of angels that God sent to us from above. Mothers are the demonstration of God's incredible love. Celebrating mothers is the reason for today. If it wasn't for our mothers, there would be nothing left to say. So, we talked about gratitude. Here's what I'm going to start with, kind of funny. Last week, you know, I haven't been able to listen to the podcast for a while. And so I haven't. And so last week, Randy, I did the show. And I pulled it all up, you know, fresh, and pulled all my stuff out, and I was so excited. And then I went back and I listened to the podcast from, I think, March 9th or somewhere thereabouts. And I thought, holy smokes, it was kind of verbatim, you know. And I thought, the mojo, awake, I used all these other words. And so to the crowd that's been listening consistently, I apologize for sounding like I was running out of material. But today I started with X, Y, Z. And so those are the words that I'm thinking. And so I can elaborate. 1109, 1111. I got 30 seconds. So
that's okay. That's okay.
Yep. I wrote
it. Well, the thing of it is, we always open the book. That's what I do.
Yeah. Yep.
When we get back from the break, I'll tell you where I was today, and a little closer to X, Y, and Z. But my thing is quiet. I'm page 86.
Ah, it's a dandy. Yes, that's one of my favorites.
So right Very now good. We got to be a little quiet for the break. But we're going to get back here soon.
You and I are getting to know each other better all the time.
He's the author of Road Trip. Yes, we're going to quiet him down. We're going to go to break. And one thing that we definitely want to talk about, how people can get your book, Rick. When we come back from the break, we'll talk about that as well. So much more to talk about today. Rick Randall, he's the author of the book Road Trip, Good Word Book for Success. Short break, word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble. Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
and Monday is what I call today. It is just a decision if you wanna feel this way. Saturday and Sunday have come to an end. Magnificent Monday is the way to get there again. The weekends are the frost and the visible part of the cake. Monday through Friday give meaning to the actual piece that you take. We are always planting seeds in our life garden, you know. Your attitude is the water that helps the seeds grow. How is the crop looking? It's just a matter of time. If attitude is the water, gonna add better water to mine.
You've already won, sir. Good, good, good song. Love that song. Rick Randall, the author of that tune. And thank you, Jonathan Deek, for putting some AI music and voice to it. It was great. Love that song. Hey, Rick, on this magnificent Monday, what's some of the words, what's the direction you like to talk to the people about?
Well, I started with Z, but I went to, I thought back up a little bit and went to X, Y, Z. But first, I got to ask, what word did you pop on this morning? I'm curious.
Page 86, the word quiet.
Oh, that's right. Okay, back to quiet. I had respect in my mind also. I just got done speaking with a good friend of mine, David Phillips, and he owned a Gray Gables in Charlevoix back in the late 70s, early 80s. And he's 82, and he also baked the world's largest cherry pie, the original first largest cherry pie, Guinness Book of World Records. And I just listened to him reflect on his life and the things that he did. And that's what kind of took me to the respect side of the story, because I thought, you know, your elders, people that are older than you, you know, when you meet people, especially that are older, you don't know what they looked like back when they were 30 years ago, you know. And so we're going through all the history of the pie. So David Miles is the Charlevoix Historical Society. And so he's got, you know, 134 pictures that we went through the other day. And then I've got all this, the articles from the newspaper way back in 1976. And you just see pictures of this man and who he was and who he is now and what he did back then and his energy. His juice, we talked about that last week, just, you know, his mojo. And he just refused to say, no, it can't be done. And I think that's so important for all of us. You know, when you talk about just what's going on in the world, I posted the other day and I took pictures of the sun coming up. And so I took pictures of the sun coming up. And what I posted was, regardless of what's going on in the planet, the sun comes up again and again and again. And it gives us such hope for the day, or it should, and it should give us hope for our lives, you know. And so in my thinking, when I think about what you said earlier, you know, man, rise up and believe in yourself. And that was kind of what that post was about. And that's where I'm going to go to here in a minute. So let me start with X Factor, because this is fun. X words are hard to find, Randy, or at least I wasn't too successful at picking a good positive X word. And I would listen to anybody that throws one out there for the next book. But so I wrote X Factor. And so I called this the chemistry of magic. It is what happens to you. This is great. Unique to each one of us when we apply success A to Z in our lives. And so all of a sudden that X factor is created. And I would take it on with, there's a transformation in your thinking. It manifests in your actions and your reactions. You know, what do you believe in? Believing makes it so. Believe in the X factor. The X factor you are, the X factor of your success. And so then I said, your success requires the X factor. But this is what I like about this was the poem. It says, what is your X factor? I was asked in the interview, is there anything at all that is special about what you think and do? This was a job that I really wanted. It would be a career change for me. So I jumped up and I started talking about the X factor of my personality. I try to rhyme all these, you know. I had just finished reading Road Trip, and I was believing what it said. Little plug for my book. I was using all the words I learned and explains what I had read. I am the one that you are looking for, and I will exceed with every test. I said I have the X factor of success. Could you imagine doing an interview, Randy, having some dude jump up and say all that?
would be difficult. Yeah.
Would you hire him? Like, I think so.
Right.
Okay, but here's really what today is about. You. And I wrote this also, I posted that, is that you. You are you, the person that you are. You know, who are you? So your name is the frosting, you know, Randy Trucker Bishop, that's your name. But the you is the cake. You know, you are unique, rare, one of a kind. This is what's great. Currently 1 out of 8 billion people on the planet. And so back to the cake part. You know, it's your soul. It's your juice. It's your mojo. That's the cake. And so frosting can look really, really good, but it's really the substance that's holding up the frosting. Okay, here, this is good. When it comes to a picture puzzle and there's a piece missing, what's the first thing that you notice about the puzzle? Right? It can be a 1,000-piece puzzle. When you look at a puzzle and there's a piece missing, what do you notice, Randy?
That one piece that's missing.
Yeah, there's one piece that's missing. You go, huh, how about this one? There's a large block wall. It's tall and wide. It's got many blocks in it, but there's one block missing. Okay, here you go. Nice wall. Did you know there was a block missing? So when I was 19 years of age, I worked in the General Motors Chevy Metal Fab the year before, the summer before, and I got out of U of M in Flint fast. I shouldn't say fast, when they end early, like so early, end of April, early May. And so then I had a friend, and I directly called his dad, which is the reason he hired me. He says, because I didn't go through his son to try to get a job with the Chevy Metal Fab. Okay, so I called him directly, and I said, hey, is there any way I could get a job? I know that Steve and I had three buddies that were driving. I thought there's one more room, and there's room for one more in the car, you know. And I asked him, and he said, yep, you can. And so that just changed my life forever. Well, I did that the summer before. The second summer, I got out of Michigan State, and I got out late, so it was in June. So the only jobs that were available were second shift jobs. And so I was working second shift welding, and I never welded before. It's the first time. This guy says, okay. He gave me like 3 minutes of instructions, and here you go. You're done. And so, boom, these parts keep coming, you know. And it was the frame line. So I'm welding the frame line. Holy shit. Anyway, so I'm welding on the frame line, and I wasn't very good at it. And because I always want to do things, you know, like perfect. Well, yep. You either lay that bead down right now. If you spend a little extra time, you blow a hole in the frame. And so they got repair guys at the end of the line, you know. But then I would spend a little too much time, you know, they keep coming. So I spent a little too much time with one frame because now I'm preparing a hole. I'm trying to patch a hole. Okay, so then the frame catches a hold of my clothes. You know, you're pretty well, you know, covered up. And now this had to be hilarious. I fray my pants. Okay, when you're welding, you go, you got sparks going everywhere. Next thing you know, my pants are on fire. So now I'm like, geez, I think my pants are on fire. So I lift the hood up, and I'm thinking, yeah, I'm on fire, all right. And so I look down to put the fire out, and the helmet goes over your head, so now you can't see again, you know. It had to be a great video. Anyway, so second shift. So then I went out, and every morning I'd go and try to go to a construction job, so anyways, the brick and block story was I became a tender. And so that was my job. I made $1 an hour more. I started working first shift instead of second. It was just dramatic. I could go out on dates, you know, season tickets to Pine Knob. And your life was different when you had first shift or second shift. And so the first night of my construction job, we still played softball. I played a lot of softball. Back then it was blue purple. Randy, I had 5 hits. I was 5 for 5. I was so excited. That goes back to juice and energy, you know. When the energy's flowing, all of a sudden there was just nothing wrong in my life. So I was pretty excited. Anyways, so here you go. That's the large block in the wall. Okay, here you go. When it comes to a safety pin, which part of the balloon is more or less important than any other part of the balloon, right? Right? You know, it doesn't matter the top. When the safety pin hits the bottom, all of us are leaving. So, okay, what about you? You are the missing piece in the puzzle. You are the missing block in the wall. You are the important part of the balloon. We all are. You are the only one of you. Rembrandt, Mozart, you know why their paintings were so valuable? Right? Do you know? Randy, anyways.
No idea where you're going with
this. Okay, well, it's because, one, that they were a master, So they were known as Shakespeare. They were known as masters of their work. And there's not very many Rembrandts or Michelangelos out there.
Oh,
and so, and they usually, oh my God, yeah, value because you're rare. Well, you're the only one out of 8 billion. You know,
right.
They didn't paint. There's no 8 billion pictures by Rembrandt. Otherwise, they wouldn't be worth anything. But you're the only one out of 8 billion. It makes you very, very valuable. So you have to realize that this is true. When you wake up, we talked about gratitude. You know, then I'm going to get to my Z word, zest. That's another important word in the morning. So realize it, know it. And here's the important part. We are all part of this balloon. It's humanity. We're all part of the same race. It's the human race. We're all part of the same team. Right? What happens to you affects the balloon. What happens to me affects the balloon. So you matter to all of us. Your life is important. And then thanks for being you. Your success is all about you. And then I'll just go one more poem here. If you study the human body, then you will know. I got to do this in anatomy lab at chiropractic school. We all had cadavers, or we had a team of cadavers. I mean, a team of kids that worked on a cadaver. So there's 4 to 6 kids working on a real body. Okay, so you start dissecting the human body, and you tremendously appreciate what it is that you're rocking every day when it's still moving. And you get to see how it's all put together, and it's just so back to that concept. You were designed and created by a master, and then now you're the only one of 8 billion, you know. So you are this incredible human being with a soul that has a glow. Realize that you have a light, and it is better if it is on. You are the only one of you. Light your road trip and beyond. When you go to the mirror, say, I love you. Say it every time. You are one of many billions, and you're the only one of a kind. That makes you very valuable. You must know that this is true. You are valuable to all of us. You matter. Yes, you do. And I think when you said earlier just about people, get excited. And I think if we can create this energy, you know, that was, I wrote this earlier, I pulled this out, was the purpose of the book. And so I summarized it in just a couple things: to make other people's lives better, to change the way people think, and to create a positive thinking culture of people. You think if we could pull that off, you know, so that you wake up in the morning and you have your workforce, or you have your team, or if you're a bus driver, you're picking up kids, or whatever it is that you're doing. Randy, you influence so many people. Well, we used to call it showtime, you know, showtime. You,
sure.
you can't go to the office and be thinking about your life and what's wrong or what's not right. Or I'll read it next week about my Cosmo the cat. When I was having one of those mornings and I'm thinking, I'm not getting up. I wish the world was different. You know, I'm rolling over. And then I wrote about Cosmo the cat. He was our 20-pound cat. And he says, he comes up and sits on my head. And he says, what are you doing? He goes, I'm the one that's supposed to do the sleeping around here, right? Anyways,
yeah.
So it goes from there. But, okay, so you have to realize that your part makes a difference. When you turn on your radio and you start interviewing people and you have such passion about what it is that you do, you know,
sure.
you make a huge difference. You know, you put your gun at the door, you know, so to speak. You come in with we call it showtime. You know, Magic Johnson, he started that in L.A. You know, it's called showtime. Well, it's absolutely right. We are here to do this right now. And we talked about that word a while ago, too, was just now. You know, live in present time consciousness is what Jimmy Parker said, one of my all-time best teachers. And he was a chiropractor, and he taught us all about, you know, just basically when you show up, it's about your juice. It's about your energy. It's about what you got going with you and the people. And in so doing, you know, then you turn them on and their light goes on. And
Absolutely.
So that's kind of what I
appreciate that, Rick. Hey, I got a website link. If you'd like to buy the book, Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success, I have the link stored in my phone. All I'd like you to do is RT. Text me RT for Road Trip. I'll send you the link. It's books.by/pass-the-pause, POS for positive. Rick, thank
God
you
bless
so much,
you.
Brother. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Hey, can't wait. Randy, thank you so much.
Have a good day, buddy.
You bet. Goodbye now.
Bottom of the hour news break, hour number 3. We'll be right back.